AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Kids take over the White House lawn.
Happy Easter! We are so blessed to have this beautiful day and to have so many friends in our backyard.
President Obama and the first family kicking off the annual Easter egg roll. This year's theme is Gimme Five, with participants encouraged to name five ways they plan to be more active and live healthier lives. Rolling Stone magazine has retracted a now discredited article about an alleged gang rape at the University of Virginia. Carlotta Bradley has more.
Rolling Stone's managing editor has posted an apology and retraction on its website. This comes after a top journalism school issued a scathing report concluding the magazine failed to meet proper journalistic standards. The review, which Rolling Stone requested, is a broad indictment of the magazine's handling of the story. Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism says the way the magazine reported, edited, and vetted the article is a story of journalistic failure that was avoidable. The Charlottesville Police Department says it's found no evidence of the alleged attack. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Kentucky first-term Republican Senator Rand Paul is expected to announce his presidential candidacy tomorrow. Sometime over the next 2 weeks, Hillary Rodham Clinton is expected to launch her campaign. Two people close to the former Secretary of State's campaign say she will initially focus on intimate events as she begins the quest for the 2016 Democratic Party nomination. Three people are dead. At least six others have been hurt after a van carrying members of two heavy metal bands careened off an interstate and down an embankment in northeast Georgia this morning. The Georgia State Patrol says the driver apparently fell asleep as the van pulling an equipment trailer left that highway and hit a tree. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 129. The NASDAQ has gained 28. This is AP Radio News. Closing arguments today in the trial of admitted Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. The judge, in his instructions to the jury, says the government must prove Tsarnaev agreed with his brother Tamerlan to use a weapon of mass destruction and voluntarily joined in the plan to commit that crime. Tonight's NCAA men's basketball title game pits a storied program against one on the rise. Here's our Jim Militello.
The Blue Devils have been here before, competing for the title for the 11th time. They've won four of them, twice here in Indianapolis. Mike Krzyzewski has established the Blue Devils as one of the elite programs in the country that is yearly expected to be a title contender. The Badgers are in the title game for the first time since 1941. That's also the last time they won it. Bo Ryan's put together a program that's played in the NCAA tournament in all 14 of his seasons and reached the Final Four for the second straight year. He's looking to add his first Division I national title to the four he won in Division III. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.